Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of April 14, 2024. The word this week is support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T. The definition of support is something that bears all or part of the weight of, to hold up, to give financial or material assistance to enable to function or act, to corroborate or suggest the truth of. Our scriptures come from Isaiah 41st chapter, 10th verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And from 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter 14th verse. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Support provides stability. It resolves. It validates. God has promised to be the support of the children of God, a promise that we evoke every day in our daily prayers. Yet in the midst of this assurance, questions exist. If God is with us, why is the world in such chaos and disruption? Why is it that while church attendance is declining, the rhetoric from the secular world predicting doom and destruction is increasing? Why are many of our leaders trying to persuade millions of its citizens to forsake their quest for individual freedom in exchange for societal dictatorship, where everyone, without question, just follows the leader? Why are many religious leaders struggling with preaching the divine benefits of righteousness and improving society over the personal benefits of attaining financial and political power and wealth? Why are parents in conflict about teaching and training their children moral and ethical lessons, with many opting to allow their children to discover the facets of their personal attributes, no matter how confusing or destructive, without their guidance? Why is the scientific world hesitating to publicize the dire nature of our planet while attempting to continue funding and the global status quo? The world is driving on a bridge whose support beams are ready to collapse over a steaming volcano filled with nuclear explosives. The world's support system sucks, but God's people have a guarantee. Their guarantee is to be upheld with the right hand of righteousness no matter what. But who are God's people? Are they the religious hierarchy and influencers who support any politician who supports their religious agenda, no matter what the politician's personal, ethical, or moral behavior and standards are? Are they the libertarians who support immunity for every person's right to choose everything, up to and including their own personal identifiers, regardless of its impact on society? Are they the nationalist and the purist who preach traditionalism, isolationism, and non-globalization, no matter how it may destroy the people of the earth? Are they the atheists who believe in their individual ability and self-direction over the deity of the universal God? The answer is simple. God's people is anyone who lives according to the spirit and instructions found in the Word of God. It is not limited to religious affiliations or ideologies. The mission of God's people is to teach the ways of righteousness with patience and love. So, my friend, whether you are a seasoned child of God or just beginning your search for the truth, if your support feels shaky, I suggest you pick up and actually read or listen to the Word of God. Let the Spirit of God within you get ignited by the Word of God. It is the Word that will bring you the stability and support that you need. Let the wisdom of God ignite your spirit, guide your steps, and provide the support you need. Your system just might need maintenance, an overhaul, or realignment. Let the word be your guide. God's warranty is everlasting and is all the support you will ever need. God bless you. Aureen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Dash Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Aureen out.